Ivan Reitman may not be a household name, but he is one of the most successful directors in Hollywood, and in many ways one of the most influential. With movies like Meatballs, Stripes, and the two Ghostbuster films, he helped invent Bill Murray's comic persona. And then he went to work on Arnold Schwarzenegger, teaming him with Danny DeVito for the 1988 comedy hit Twins. His new movie is another attempt at a Schwarzenegger-DeVito box office winner. Film critic Stephen Schiff reviews Junior.
It's the highest of high concepts, a movie that can be summed up not in a couple of sentences, but in just three words. Arnold Schwarzenegger, pregnant. Given that premise, Reitman could have gone in a number of directions and wound up with an entertaining movie. He could have, for instance, made the King of Macho pregnant, but macho anyway. So, okay, he's fat, he craves pickles, and his nipples are sensitive. You got a problem with that? Or Reitman could have made a variation on the theme best exemplified by Tootsie and worst exemplified, perhaps, by Mrs. Doubtfire. The theme of a louse turned into a better man by discovering his inner woman. But Reitman and his writers, Kevin Wade and Chris Conrad, have chosen a third course, and I'm afraid they've come up with a mess. The idea is that Arnold plays a scientist, yeah, right, who's at work with a fertility doctor played by Danny DeVito on a new and potentially lucrative wonder drug. When the FDA refuses to allow the drug to be tested on women, DeVito comes up with another solution. He has to convince his colleague Schwarzenegger, who's an introvert and a bit of a cold fish, to allow an embryo to be implanted inside him. If the drug makes it grow in that hostile environment, it's a success. DeVito steals an egg from the lab of another fertility doctor, played by Emma Thompson, and pretty soon Arnold is pregnant. So visibly pregnant, in fact, that he has to be hidden away in DeVito's house. But when DeVito wants to attend a pharmaceutical convention to sell the wonder drug, Arnold gets a little clingy.
Oh, Larry, please take me with you.
No. No, no, no. You stay home. Get back in bed and just take it easy.
No, Larry, you don't understand.
I do understand. No.
Please, no. Listen to me.
No, no. It's bad for business.
I'm pregnant and all alone.
Oh, will you stop saying that? Look, you're not pregnant, pregnant. You got to think of this as an experiment. Well, think of it like you swallowed a piece of gum. Tiny piece. Dentine.
Look, I won't be in your way. I take walks. I disappear. Please. I feel so isolated.
So, there's the real question. Not do you want to watch Arnold be pregnant for 110 minutes, but do you want to watch Arnold whine for 110 minutes? For some misbegotten reason, the filmmakers have chosen to play this movie for everything but laughs. Trying for the Sleepless in Seattle vote, they get a romance going between Arnold and Emma Thompson that has more schmaltz than chemistry. Although Thompson, it must be said, is the one bright light in the movie. Even though the filmmakers have thrown in a lot of murky slapstick to make her seem lovably clumsy, Thompson's ability to project simultaneous intelligence and intimacy shines through. But why make Arnold's character, of all things, pathetic? In this movie, he goes from being sour before pregnancy to being sourer during. He isn't an agile enough actor to make all these scenes of figurative and literal belly-aching funny. In fact, some audiences may find the characterization insulting. According to Reitman, if you take the King of Macho and feminize him, you don't get a kinder, gentler King of Macho, you get a king-size kvetch. And for movie audiences, a king-size dud.
Stephen Schiff is critic-at-large for The New Yorker.